Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With traditional newspapers struggling in the age of the internet, many competitors have emerged in the local media market. Our next guest's company is one of those that also caught the eye of our state's startup venture capital arm known as SC Launch. Ryan Heafy is Chief Operating Officer for 6AM City, based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Ryan, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Give us the genesis of 6AM City and what you guys do exactly.
Sure. 6AM City is a daily aggregate product delivered as an email to let everyone know what they don't know about what's going on in their city. The news events curated, condensed, and packaged in a 5-minute read delivered at 6AM every morning. Started actually out of community journals in the upstate with traditional print products, trying to figure out how to innovate into the digital space. I came on board in 2016 with the publisher of Upstate Business Journal, Ryan Johnston, working together to create GVL Today, which was our first product, and have since expanded into Columbia and now Charleston and three other markets across the Southeast.
Where is the growth going next?
So we have the three here in South Carolina. We're in Lakeland, Florida, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Asheville, North Carolina. And we're looking at expanding into two other markets in North Carolina and Tennessee this year, positioning for a much larger scale in 2020.
Traditional media business model, advertising supported?
Currently, yes. A large portion of our business is advertiser-supported, display advertising and content. We've scaled now and figured out how to monetize some of the social media components. One of the things we're most excited about that we launched in Greenville first is called GVL Plus. It launched on August 1st. It is a monthly recurring revenue product. This is a membership program complementary to the media platform. We're incentivizing people to participate in the city by providing them rewards and incentives. It's kind of like ClassPass, if you're familiar with the fitness space, but basically you're paying a monthly membership like your Netflix subscription, and we deliver you rewards that get you activated to participate in your community more effectively.
And now, are you finding competitors out there as you go from city to city?
Right now, the competitive landscape is minimal at best. A lot of the competition is operating in very large markets. We tend to operate in maybe tier two or B markets that are rapidly growing, that show a lot of pride in place, where people are passionate and excited about a new product launching in their market. So those tend to be better fit for us. A lot of our competition is focused on heavy content creation with a higher overhead. So we believe that the technology we've deployed in our product has set us apart. But there's a couple out there across the country, but we work collaboratively with them, share best practices. And we see that working with other media outlets tends to be a much more fruitful journey forward than trying to compete. And that's really not what we're about.
You have a digital scraper, I guess, that is out there grabbing things for you to automatically compile this into an email newsletter that is delivered by 6 a.m. That sounds like a lot of work.
It would sound like a lot of work, but what we've really done is levered existing pieces of technology and simply integrated them. There's a lot of tools. Facebook does the scraping for you. Twitter does the scraping for you. And there's several other platforms that we use to pay attention to what's going on. So we haven't had to build any special proprietary software. It's a matter of levering those pieces together effectively. And we have a human team that helps apply the filter, making sure that we're relevant and engaging and delivering information that appeals to the demographic that we serve. In doing that, it allows us to add a better editorial filter that you're not seeing the same happy hour event every Thursday. We're trying to deliver a variety of content that helps open up people's eyes to things they wouldn't otherwise know about. Currently, if you go onto Facebook every day, you get served the stuff that you like, not stuff that you aren't paying attention to, because your filter has narrowed so much around your preference. By providing a larger diversity of content, we help activate people to participate in things that they may not otherwise have done before in their cities.
And so what have been your challenges in getting this launched?
One, the diversity of knowledge set of our team being younger has been a challenge. The diversity culturally has been a challenge. We've been working very, very hard to seek out talent in lots of different circles, and to find males to bring into the mix is a challenge too. So,
did you say males?
Males, that's correct. It is very hard for us to find men in the media space that really, truly grasp and understand and want to get out there and hustle around knowing what's going on. if we put out a job application to join our team as a multimedia journalist, probably 85 out of 100 are a white female.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Ryan Heafy is Chief Operating Officer for 6AM City, based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.